Let us pray. Lord, make us firm through Jesus Christ. Amen. This is your life in Christ. We continue our series today, taking a general look at the Christian's life. And many of us who have grown up in the CLC probably have a lot of these things in common. We were baptized in the CLC. We were perhaps raised in a Christian day school and educated in much the same way. So as our series emulates that old TV show, This Is Your Life, we continue to bring out various acquaintances of you and your in your life to tell stories. We've seen your first parents, Adam and Eve, testifying to how sin entered the world and how that's been passed down. We've brought in the Holy Spirit to talk about baptism and how you've been washed clean of all your sins through that holy sacrament and the Word. So who do you think will be our next witness? Who do you think what will be this next stage in the Christian's life? Recite the six chief parts of the catechism. There's no need to do that, but are there slight shivers that go down your spine? Well, our next stage is confirmation. Webster defines the word confirm for us. He defines it to make firm, to make firmer, to strengthen. Have you been made firm in what you believe and what our church teaches? I spent 6 years studying just down the State Street Hill at the university. And through those 6 years, I met many different people, many people who challenged what I believe in, many people who don't agree with Christianity at all. Time and time again, my faith was challenged, and I didn't feel very firm in what I believe. I remember one challenge in particular, brainwashing. I remember people saying that Lutherans simply brainwash their kids into what to believe. And I found myself questioning that, pondering it. Well, what if they're right? How can I know the truth if all I've ever known is the CLC? How is it that I am confirmed and yet so unfirm about some of the things that I believe, or at least so was the case? We read from 2 Timothy chapter 3. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. Just prior to these verses, Paul warns of how as time goes on, there's going to be evil men, imposters. They're going to grow worse and worse, both deceiving people and being deceived. And then he comes to this verse and says, but as for you, you keep on remaining in what you have learned and been assured of. The word that's translated assured there literally means to be sure about something because of its reliability. Things you have been convinced of, firmly persuaded on the basis of their reliability. Things you have been confirmed in. Things you have been made firm in. So we can look back at the vows we took at our confirmation and realize that this was a very special occasion, a very serious occasion. It reflected a whole childhood of things you had learned and been assured of based on their reliability. there are going to be times when we don't feel so sure about what we believe. Times that we're faced with these questions. That's why your confirmation is not simply a one-time event that's meant to secure your faith for all eternity. Rather, the whole life of a Christian is a confirmation. The whole life of a Christian is being made firm in what we believe by studying the Scriptures. Not just a 2 to 3 year in-depth study, but a whole lifetime of being made firm in what we believe. People are going to raise questions. People are going to ask challenges that are going to make you question your faith. But how should we respond? We respond by spending time speculating, wondering, being unsure. Continue in the things you have been assured of. And he goes on, knowing from whom you have learned them. Paul, speaking to Timothy earlier in this epistle, mentions the faith of his grandmother and his mother. And he even says, you have carefully followed my teaching. So he names Timothy's mother, grandmother, and his pastor, Paul himself. Remember who I said those guests would be? Those guests that we'll bring out are your parents, your teachers, your pastor. What would they say about your uncertainties? What would they say? Would they say, well, just believe what I tell you, it's the truth, those other people are lying? Would they say, I'm wiser than you, just accept what I say, don't ask questions? Is that what Paul would say? Or would they say, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus? Not from childhood you have known your holy parents. Not from childhood you've known your holy pastor. From childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. Those holy writings, those writings that have been set apart from every other writing in the world. That have been inspired, that God has breathed into. God didn't do that with any other writings of this world. But he did it with the Scriptures, with the Bible. They're dedicated to making you wise for salvation. Is this brainwashing? Well, perhaps it is. Perhaps it's a washing clean of all the corruption that we're born with. A washing of our brain clean from the obstacles that sin puts in our way, the unbelief. Cleansing you from the skepticism that the world is going to throw at you. Parents are doing what's best for their children. They don't offer them a bottle of poison so that they can sample it and decide for themselves that it's dangerous for them. Rather, they instruct them, they lead them, they teach them, this is dangerous, this is good. Likewise, coming to faith in the Scriptures is not something that we can do. It's not something that a child can do or an adult can do. It has to be the power of the gospel, though. So that's why parents bring their children to baptism, to let the power of the gospel wash their brain clean from the corruption of sin, and so God can work faith in their heart. The power of that word that gives you a brain full of the firm truth of salvation and God's love for you. This is something that the skeptic will never understand. The love of God. Ask him, from whom did he learn these things? These Scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation. Able to tell you about the perfection afforded by Christ, given to you. God becoming man, born of a woman, born under the law to redeem every one of you from that lack of perfection. The skeptic then challenges your faith because he doesn't know the love of God. So tell him. Tell him that love. Tell him you can trust his word because you know this Savior. This is the firmness of what you believe. This is the firmness of the training you receive here at Emmanuel. This is your life. Confirmation. Amen. We'll close by singing hymn 334, stanza 1.